I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Economically battered Iceland is about to get the world's first openly gay prime minister and its first woman leader to boot. Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir is a former flight attendant and union organizer who's been in politics now for decades. Gays and lesbians around the world are hailing her appointment as a milestone. But as The World's Jerry Haddon reports, in Iceland itself, it's not such a big deal.
When Iceland's government collapsed this week, conservative Prime Minister Geir Hart agreed to step down. Taking his place will likely be the current Social Affairs Minister, Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir. Sigurðardóttir is lesbian and married to another woman. But her sexual orientation is not a hot topic at the moment, says Icelandic journalist Ingo Sigfusson. In fact, he says, it's a non-issue altogether.
There are probably several factors behind that, the biggest one probably being the fact that the gravity of the situation in Iceland, looking at the tasks that the politicians have, who they wind up crawling into bed with at night, is fairly insignificant.
That contrasts with media attention outside Iceland. Some journalists have already compared Iceland's lesbian prime minister-to-be with the U.S.'s first black president. Sigfusson dismisses that.
The gay community in Iceland hasn't had to fight for its right to the extent that the black community in the U.S. has had to. Although they've been fighting for decades, they have at this point gotten most of the rights that regular people would have in terms of marital status or civil union status. They have the same tax laws.
What's most on Icelanders' minds is righting their economic ship. Since the financial crisis reached its shores in October, all of its major banks have failed. Unemployment has gone from 1% to nearly 10%, and it's expected to keep rising. Inflation and interest rates are also at record highs. The Icelandic currency, the krona, is close to record lows. Incoming Prime Minister Sigurðardóttir will have a lot on her plate. At home, citizens have been protesting nearly daily, sometimes violently. Abroad, one particularly thorny issue is Iceland's relationship with the UK. Brits were heavily invested in Icelandic banks before they collapsed. The British government froze those banks' UK assets, setting off a battle of words and threats. But one humanitarian gesture this week may help calm things down. Heimir Karlsson is an Icelandic DJ who stumbled upon some news out of England that he says shocked him. A British organization that helps the elderly warned that tens of thousands of the old are in danger of dying this winter from the cold.
The general public in Iceland had not heard or realized the problem they're facing, the elderly in the UK. And if you look at the numbers, over 25,000 dying from December to March last year from cold-related illnesses, and 260,000 over the last decade, almost the entire Icelandic nation, it was totally surprising.
Karlsson organized what he calls a woolly garment drive. Today, he delivered a shipping container filled with thick Icelandic sweaters to the town of Hull. Karlsson says so far, no one's asked him what Icelanders need. But he says if someone did, he would only say one thing, money, to fix his wrecked economy back home. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.